USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time in as many weeks, President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. He just left isolation this week following a first positive test and his antiviral treatment. The White House says it is a rare rebound case and that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. State senators in Indiana approve a near total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill includes an exception for rape and incest cases if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. A notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required in either instance. The legislation now moves to the State House. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.